This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New numbers on inflation just in, and they're even worse than expected. The Consumer Price Index rose by 3% in January from a year earlier. Part of the problem, food prices. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The cost of food was up by 2.5% from a year ago. Of course, it costs more to eat out of the home than in the home. Food away from home, higher by 3.4% for the year. And if you eat at home, it will cost you 1.9% more than it did a year ago.
Still, President Trump has posted to Truth Social calling for a new cut in interest rates. The price of sweets for your sweetie on Valentine's Day way up. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Christine Vistro is with Taza Chocolate in Somerville, Massachusetts, which, like many chocolate makers, gets its cocoa from West Africa.
They had a big drought in their crop in 2023. It was really wet in 2024. And because of the smaller crop, we've seen a really big increase in cocoa prices.
At a Boston grocery store, Jessica Gulak was looking at heart-shaped boxes of chocolates.
There's 17 pieces in here. That's almost a dollar for a single piece of chocolate.
It's a dicey drive this morning from Kansas and Missouri to the mid-Atlantic states and all the way up to the Great Lakes. CBS News Philadelphia's Brandon Goldner.
We're in Ocean City, New Jersey, which received at least 7 inches of snow. We're also seeing a lot of roadways that are treacherous at this time. Many roadways still covered in snow. This particular roadway here in Ocean City, we have a section that is clear for cars to get through, but still sections of snow on the sides of those streets.
There was snow outside the White House when Mark Fogel showed up to thank President Trump for securing his release from a Russian prison. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
A White House welcome after 3.5 years in Russian captivity.
I feel like the luckiest man on earth right now. I love our country, and I'm so happy to be back here.
American school teacher Mark Fogel was arrested at a Moscow airport in 2021 for carrying small amounts of marijuana. His family says was for medical purposes.
The president's pick to head up national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, has overcome key opposition ahead of today's confirmation vote in the Senate. Correspondent Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
Gabbard initially faced skepticism about her bid based on her views about a government surveillance program, her past visit to Syria, and previous statements about Russia. But several Republican senators have come out in support of her nomination, including Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, Maine's Susan Collins, and Indiana's Todd Young, after they say Gabbard addressed some of their concerns.
Dow futures down 413. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Stand by for snow. A winter storm warning kicks in today, and the impact of it all has led to snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha. Most schools have made the decision to close. That includes Racine and Kenosha Unified. The heaviest snow is expected later, with 5 to 9 inches currently expected. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. A 36-year-old Illinois man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a 2023 homicide in Racine that resulted in the death of his brother. Keshawn Butler had pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide last year. A team of girls from Case High School has achieved a historic first. You can read more about that accomplishment at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, snow emergencies have been called in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the call to close. We'll have more about that winter storm warning coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control, and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight, with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Okay.
for Tyrannosaurus Rex was the official name of the band and a couple members of the Turtles singing backup on Bang a Gong on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And we're in for some snow today, and they said it could be possibly heavy at times, maybe an inch an hour at the lakefront. Possible is one forecast that I got. So we'll keep you posted here on WRJN. Because that's what we do. Also, local news coming up with Stuart J. Waddles at the bottom of the hour here on WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. This Valentine's Day, sweeten the moment with a dessert they'll love. Warm their heart with cobbler fresh from the oven, paired perfectly with creamy vanilla bean ice cream. Or fall in love with freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, comforting treats for a chilly winter's day. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Concert tickets, too. Don Rosen gave away tickets to the Happy Together Tour coming to the State Fair in August. More tickets tomorrow morning with Don here on WRJN.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come, longing to hold you tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me. But I wait a million years, walk a million miles, cry a million tears. I'd swim the deepest sea, climb the highest hill, just to have you near me.
promise you local news along with the timeless hits on WRJN. Here's some of the local news part from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now 5 to 9 inches. The latest update from the National Weather Service has slightly adjusted snow totals for today and tonight. The winter storm warning gets going at midday and runs through tomorrow morning. Snow emergencies have been called in some communities, which will impact where you can park. Racine and Kenosha are among those communities. Schools have made the decision to close with the threat of a messy ride home, the reason for the snow day. The National Weather Service says lake effect snow is involved, which makes predictions difficult. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Again, snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the decision to close. A 36-year-old Illinois man will spend 10 years in a Wisconsin prison for a homicide in Racine 2 years ago. Keshawn Butler was sentenced this week in the shooting that resulted in the death of his brother. Butler pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide in October. The shooting happened near 10th and College in Racine, where Butler confronted his brother after a dispute. Butler fled following the shooting and was arrested in Kenosha after a brief standoff. With the Lombardi Trophy handed out, attention now gets turned to Lombardi Avenue. Lisa Hale has more about the NFL draft coming to Titletown.
The event is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of people to the Green Bay area in April. Mayor Eric Genrich says that the only issue he's seeing right now is in transportation.
Patty Kiewicz, who runs our transit service here within the city of Green Bay, does a fantastic job, has a really good plan, but we have an undersized transit system in comparison to a Detroit or a Kansas City or,
right,
you know, some of these other communities. And so we're going to be waiting for some more, I think, you know, more detailed plans from the NFL talking about how they're going to get people throughout the community.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight, with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around.
and lay their money down.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Did you watch the Sonny and Cher show to hear the songs or to see her gowns? Me? Both.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. Made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in the movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
Show.
if the answer is no?
I love you,
oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway,
twice on the pile.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Not only did Smokey Robinson have hits with the Miracles like this one, Tracks of My Tears, but he also was a label executive and guided the careers of people like The Temptations, Diana Ross and the Supremes, WRJN.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You'll see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears.
Thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Feels so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there before. You'd write enough for me all of my days. Love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop. Thank you, baby. I just wanna stop. And thank you, baby.
Just like
like sugar sometime.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Whoa, yeah. Thank you, baby.
Hits WRJN. February 12th is the day, 2 days away from Valentine's Day, and congratulations Nick Bashore, who won the Timeless Hits Greatest Gifts Valentine's Contest from WRJN. As such, he's got a Mannheim Steamroller Romance CD, perfect for setting the mood. He's got tickets to see Peter Noon and the Association in concerts on February 28th at the Genesee Theater. He's got flowers from Sunnyside Florists of Kenosha at 75th Street and Racine Avenue. He's got goodies from the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue and jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. All of that just for listening to WRJN. We thank you very much and congratulations, Nick, and enjoy your Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all, 2 days away from now on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Streaming
Live TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Opening up the vault door another time for a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while, and I'm here to right that wrong. This song was written in the late 60s, was a hit in the early 70s. It was on the charts, made the top 10 about the same time as Your Song by Elton John, just to give you a reference point. Now, it was the dawn of the women's liberation movement at that time, and two ladies were having lunch, two songwriters, and the topic came up. They came to the realization that women could be in a relationship and still be strong and independent. That was a new concept, believe it or not, at that time. So they came up with a song idea, and they took it to Motown. Motown liked it, and they gave it to Gladys Knight and the Pips. The song, If I Were Your Woman, top 10, 1971, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
If I were your woman and you were my man, you'd have no other woman, you'd be weak as a lamb. If you had the strength to walk out, if I were your woman,
and you were my woman,
and you were my man,
yeah.
She tears you down, darling, says you're nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But I'll pick you up, darling,
pick you up when you fall.
When she lets you fall, you're like a diamond,
shining.
But she treats you like glass.
Hits, WRJN. Great song. Gladys Knight and the Pips. It was Gladys Knight, a brother, and two cousins. Those were the Pips. I'm Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget at 1:45-ish this afternoon. And this one, oh man, this is, I played it for myself yesterday, and I was like, oh, I gotta play this. It's based on, the 1:45 nugget is based on a TV coffee commercial.
I'll let you ponder that for a few hours. See you here at 145-ish on WRJN. Singing lead for the Monkees. He's still out there touring with the Monkees hits. CCR now on WRJN.
make an ocean.